Guys.
Yeah.
Can we keep it professional?
Oh, sorry.
We're doing a show right now.
We are now?
This episode of Your Mom's House has begun.
Get out.
Get out of here. It's
exciting.
On. This is the coolest music ever.
You wait for it.
What if this was the song?
This is the song. Do you like it?
Yeah.
You hear it, right?
No.
Oh, no. There's no song playing. We tricked you.
We just moated you out so hard your booty exploded.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Of course, your emails are always appreciated. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And you can tell us your thoughts and your stories and how much...
And your dental updates.
Yeah, which, hey, maybe you'll get one this episode.
Do you guys ever get an email that starts with, I don't know if you guys ever read all of these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like everyone.
We definitely do.
Yeah, of course. You know what I just got? One. I just got, let me see if it's up here. Oh, I just got, I'm sure you get, I started listening to you on Pandora. You're one of the funniest comedians I've ever heard. I know you probably get like a billion of these a day, but I just wanted to say I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
And I responded with, I definitely don't get a billion of these a day. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed. Yeah, I have Chris Rock's fan base.
I know.
Look, bro, I don't have time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I know.
Bags of fan mail pouring in on our doorstep.
I sell out arenas, but I have the
time. That was the old cliche thing,
was
as soon as you get popular, they would just dump bags of fan mail on your desk and it would overflow.
The montage of your fame and success in movies.
Uh-huh. Now,
now it's just
sure
Twitter.
Of this,
we can find you instantly.
No,
fuck you, bitch.
Is everybody? Is there a problem with anything? This is the point where you have to go. Are
Talk
we having
about
a problem? The... Is there a problem?
Is anyone saying there's a problem?
I don't see any problems.
Oh yeah.
I'm just making sure.
How That's many of these good. Have you done like this?
We've done
live
like
version.
Five or six, something like that, right? Live? How many live?
Yeah,
ones
about
have done
six
from here?
Six episodes. You streaming?
To all our live listeners, can you tell me if the audio is cool? Everything we see. No sound.
All right.
No sound at all? That's less
That's
than desired.
That's my favorite.
I don't. Let me see. Hold on. I know if you're listening to the audio
That's
only,
weird.
You're like, oh, cool. That's weird because I'm seeing the sound levels move on this thing. So
you think someone's fucking with you?
Yes.
You think that's what's happening?
Well, I'm seeing the sound meter jump on Ustream. So that's usually the
audio is good, it says, from
that
Jesse Cronkite.
Okay.
You calling Jesse Cronkite a liar?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's not so much I can let's see. I'll open my eyes. I don't fucking know. Let's see. Everything is cool and perfect. Audio is okay. Everybody's happy with the audio.
I think we're good.
All right. Great. Where are you going to be next, Christina?
This week I will be in West Nyack, New York. That's just 45 minutes outside of New York City at Levity Live.
I heard
that's
club
cool.
is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I hear it's awesome, and I can't wait to do it.
Yeah.
How big is it? It's like the one in Phoenix?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But
that's it's massive,
rad.
That place.
I'm probably totally going to sell it out. I mean, I'm probably already sold out. What about you, Tommy Buns?
I'm going to be at the Dayton Funny Bone July 5th through 8th. And then let's see, I'm back in town, and then the next place that I go after the Dayton Funny Bone is the Richmond Funny Bone July 19th through 22nd. So Dayton, Ohio. Get at me, Dayton. I'm a Dayton motherfucker. and then Richmond. I'm going to two pretty much chocolate cities.
Really?
Oh, is Dayton chocolate?
I mean, Dayton. It's where Cat Williams is from. That's all you got to know.
There you go. There
that shit is as real as it gets.
That's all I yeah. got.
And then Richmond it can't is be the only one. City. So
Richmond, yeah. Richmond's a little mix. I remember last time. It's but a 50 I'm saying split.
That's
yeah.
one of Richmond's it is. Nicknames.
Is Chocolate City? Chocolate How many City. Chocolate Cities are there?
There's wow. a few. You know, Richmond has claimed it for a long time.
Yeah.
DC has called itself yeah. Chocolate City before.
I didn't know that there are multiple chocolate
Atlanta?
Cities.
Oh, yeah.
You can just call your city yeah. chocolate.
Atlanta's Chocolate yeah. City.
Atlanta's what about Detroit?
Chocolate sauce, man.
Atlanta is really black.
It is that's, really black.
It's really black. I'm from the greater DC area.
Yeah.
When you go through Atlanta, you're like, Jesus.
Wait, so where are you going to be? Where can people see you real quick?
They can see me in Montreal. I'm doing my storyteller show.
Again?
Six shows. Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're doing all drug stories, all drugs and alcohol stories.
That's great. Awesome. I got to do that last year.
Yeah.
And the reviewer didn't like me.
really?
Yeah. Oh. It was such bullshit.
Those reviewers there just there
and
to ruin three people's
honestly,
trips.
Like, I watched like all of them. I yeah. definitely like told, I thought like,
it was a great story.
It was a good story. It had like
that was
an arc,
Peru?
And there were laughs. It was that was the one that was Hannibal, me, Russell, and somebody else.
No, your story was that about Peru?
No, it was about North Africa.
Oh yeah,
but it was a fun. And then the guy was like, "This guy didn't have enough jokes." I was like, "It was a
oh
story,
my God.
Like about it." I was so disappointed. I did watch the next night too when you had Bill Burr,
yeah.
DeRosa. And Okerson and
Big J. Big J was
Big
that
J's
night.
Story was
so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So, but that shit felt like it was like, that was like, you could have taken what he said
yeah.
and shot it the next day as a, like a sketch.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, yeah,
beat
it was so
by beat.
Clear.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It was a perfect story.
Yeah. I remember that going like, that was the best one.
Hands
just
down.
Like,
hands
of the
down.
Whole of the whole thing.
So Montreal, you can see, Ari there and,
it's called, the show is called, I Was So Fucked Up.
I Was So Fucked Up. You have a lineup already?
Is it no, we're just getting different people. Brendan Walsh is doing the first night. We're probably both going to be on mushrooms.
Okay.
So
maybe you'll tell
the whole
that
crowd
story.
Wow.
Will probably be on
the next time. Maybe the next day you'll tell.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
That story. And you can always find Ari at Ari the Great.
Ari the Great. And I'll be in the first weekend of August. I'll be in that place in New Jersey, Stress Factory.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Have right. you guys been there?
Not
I have
yet.
Not. No, I know. I did Gotham a few weeks ago. And I ran into Tommy John again on the plane. He was on his way there.
Really?
He said he had a good time afterwards, yeah.
I got Kurt Metzger to open for me.
We got to start the show. Here we
Let's
go.
Party.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump. Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic. It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming. So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
All right. Here we go. We're back.
So good. That sounded like
Hold
my
on.
Dad. Was that my dad?
That
talking?
Was your dad. That is like your dad.
How did Schwarzenegger win governor of California? How did they
oh
not just play that while he
they
was running
did,
for the other side?
They did because this is from a documentary.
Yeah,
and
that's
he
from
smokes
Pumping
weed.
Iron.
Yeah, he smokes
and
weed
in the
too.
Documentary. Smokes weed in the documentary.
It's the best thing
really?
Ever.
Yeah, have you ever seen Pumping Iron?
No,
you have.
I've
to
heard
see
about
it,
a lot. How could I possibly enjoy that?
It's such a good.
It's
so
amazing.
Really?
Well, you have to think about the fact that, like, maybe like on its own, you might be like, I don't really care about this, but he's such an iconic figure that it's like.
I thought it's just him showing people how to work out.
No,
it's all this personality.
It's basic,
too.
and there's a battle. Him and the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, are head to head going at it, and.
Wasn't he like the brash young punk who showed the old guy no respect?
Well, Lou was like this, you know, more of the, what do you call it? Like the...
Superstar?
No, he wanted... Arnold is a superstar when they're shooting it. And Lou is like this, kind of like this guy, like...
He's sweet.
He's very sweet, much more shy. You know, he has a heavy speech impediment. He's hearing impaired, and his dad is like his you know,
he deaf talks,
right? And his dad's like this, you know, his coach and his trainer.
Oh, really?
But Arnold's like German. Arnold goes like he plays like fake intimidating. He's like, look how big and strong you are. Like,
really,
you're really strong. You really have it. But he gets in there like he fucks with everybody.
He shit talks the poor deaf guy. Yeah, he shit talks Lou Ferrigno, who's like the sweetest lamb on the planet. He's really mean.
He is in charge, dude.
I met Lou Ferrigno once.
He's a big fuck.
Yeah, I was taking an acting class with his wife.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was standing outside smoking in the entranceway. And I noticed he was like staring at me in the car. Like I turned because I felt it. And then he said, you shouldn't smoke. At that voice, I was like, yeah, I know. Wow, cool. And then I turned back.
You got to see.
But then I turned back again like a minute later and he goes, I said you shouldn't smoke. And I put it out.
And then he ripped his shorts and he turned green. Better listen.
Yeah.
But I thought Lou Ferrigno's dad was I thought he was a real abusive piece of shit to Lou growing up, and that's why Lou became a bodybuilder.
That might be true. I couldn't confirm or deny that. He's one of those stories you saw a million times of like the, you know, the dad that wanted the kid to be the athlete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he was the you know, real aggressive coach's father, you know, or kid's coach, you know what I mean, who's the dad who's like, you're gonna fucking be the best, for sure. But he had a fucking specimen as a son. I mean, the guy's 6'7", like 260.
That's crazy.
All muscle. It's pretty crazy. Maybe even bigger than me, like 275. He had like 2% body fat.
Really?
He's a fucking, I mean, he's the Hulk, you know?
Yeah.
Loved him growing up.
He's great.
The Hulk.
The Hulk,
his
man.
Body was like,
so good.
That's Hulk. Him.
Do you know Hulk, Schwarzenegger in that documentary? He's only about, I think, 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows at the age of 20, he's like, I'm going to be a superstar. I'm going to be in the movies.
Everything.
I'm going to be, like, this guy had delusional aspirations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the time he was 28, and he just came to America in his 20s. Maybe he was 25 when he landed here.
Did he do a
here.
Porno when he got here?
I don't think he
did that.
What did he do? Something like...
He definitely posed and I don't know, I think anything. But that guy, he was on top of shit right away. I mean, you think about it, too. He won that Mr. Universe or Mr. Olympia, whichever one it is, 7 times in
a row.
That's
bananas.
Oh.
You know? That's like their highest competition.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, that's just me, man. I'm going to win this every single year.
Lance Armstrong style,
yeah.
But Schwarzenegger did it with no help of any
Actually, sort of... he did, and he admits to it. But
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, but that was the norm.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a behind the scenes thing that like you're being tested like it is now.
Mm.
Back then, and they also didn't have the HGH wasn't the level... And the testosterone that they would take.
They didn't have the good stuff.
It's not like the stuff that's out there today. They all did it. They all would work out and then shoot up, you know, take a shot.
Yeah.
But fucking Lance is, I gotta believe, I have this theory. You've talked about this before too.
Hmm.
And that is that if people keep
talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, what is there to gain by going after somebody who you feel like.
He's also retired.
But, like, here's the thing, like, why...
Why tarnish the name?
Why try to, like, do you really feel like there's a witch hunt just because? In other words, like, Michael Jordan, people don't fucking say...
He took steroids.
And I believe, obviously, that he did not, and I feel like the point of that would be what? Like, why would you want to tarnish this amazing accomplishment of his 7, right? Isn't it 7?
Something
6
like
or 7 Tour de France titles, which is... It's unbelievable just to fucking take that away from him. I believe that something has happened with him that, you know what I mean? I feel like there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, you hear of all these other athletic
Could it be some guy who really wanted to nail him but couldn't?
There's too many.
Fuck it.
There's not one guy. They're not discrediting like one disgruntled former employee.
Mm-hmm.
There are entire groups, and now like the anti-doping agency is coming out and being like, this test from this year is tainted. Like,
How are they coming up with this now, 3 years later? He hasn't raced in a year and a half.
It's never really died down, though.
But can it really give you that much of an advantage to be a seven-year... I mean,
well, no, the guy had to be talented before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not, but, is it that much of an advantage?
Well, in that like elite level, that level of competition, Tour de France is like...
And baseball can make a difference between like 30 and 50 home runs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, well, what it has to do with is like you're not going to hit a baseball because you take steroids.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to all of a sudden cycle. But the big thing about like cycling it, in the, in what they do is your ability to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And because like a Tour de France is like a multi-day, it's like a two-week, you're just biking like fucking 100 miles a day.
It sounds amazing.
And so it's the recovery. It's like what your blood and body is capable of. That rest period, how you can recover to do that again the next day and again the next day and again the next day.
Yeah.
The thing with baseball was that, yeah, it's not you're not hitting the ball because you take steroids, but when you're 35, 38, 40, and shit, normal ligaments, joints, muscles are fucking going out on you.
Oh,
but
dude.
You're recovering, you're playing 162-game season, and you're just like bouncing back. That's the advantage.
Oh, I'm 36 and I ride an airplane for a day. And I'm like, I'm crippled. I can't get up. And like, I don't know how they do that shit. Like, when you're just in your 30s, your decline is so rapid. At least mine is because I don't do shit. But do you exercise, Ari?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Not at all?
Not at all. I occasionally run to the car. Uh-huh.
But you stopped?
Yeah, I stopped. It just got too hard, and I was getting injured all the time, getting fucking staph infections and ringworms.
Why don't you do steroids
stuff?
Do steroids.
No thanks.
Do steroids,
and then when you're,
I probably would.
Whoa, what was that? Holy shit.
That was steroids.
That sounds like a new segment
face.
About to break.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's invent one for that sound.
I didn't have something for that. What was that?
It was steroids.
Steroid Saturdays.
Yeah, something really, you should see the level.
I saw a documentary on steroids, and there's no evidence that long-term steroid use actually has any negative effects or something.
Really?
I don't think
not
that's
true. Not the cancer? And the,
well, here's the thing. I take hormones. I take birth control, right?
Yeah.
I've taken it since I was fucking 15 years old, and women have been doing it now for a long time. And isn't a hormone like a steroid?
Maybe.
Yeah, same thing.
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see if I grow like a third tit or something by the time I'm 80, but... I don't know.
I have to go by science. Whatever they're proving is the real thing.
Science is unreliable.
Really?
Yeah, they change their mind every fucking week
most
on
of the
stuff.
Time they're right.
I don't know.
You just go by whatever people are saying in your town then?
Well, because science comes in and out of fashion. Like, I was listening to this guy talk about how, like, now the use of maggots is coming back to treat, like, sores that are, incurable.
Yeah.
But just for a while, it was out of fashion. We used maggots in like the medieval or Renaissance period or whatever, and then it went out of fashion, and now we use it again because it works.
Really?
But it's just fashion.
But I thought there's like concrete evidence that steroid use can lead to cancer.
I think it leads to your beanbag shrinking, like side effects and stuff.
Right.
But look, on this documentary that I saw on HBO
really?
A few years back, they're like, yeah, there's no conclusive evidence.
I thought it was a definite cancer.
Yeah, they always seem to say that. That's what Lyle Zeto said he died of.
Oh.
Yeah, he died.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I don't know,
died
man.
Young.
I forget what this documentary was.
Maybe he...
Who fucking knows? Look, I'm not a doctor.
Who knows, man?
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position, and what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee, and just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So, hey, tell Ari, God. Tell everybody what happened... Was your last show?
Yeah.
In
okay. So I was in Dallas at Hyenas this
yeah.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Shows were great, fun crowds. I did walk some black people, but other than that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saturday first show, good set. I'm bathing in the adoration of the applause of people.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, well, this room's so packed. I'm not going to get off the stage the way I normally know how to and go all the way around to go outside to meet people afterwards because I meet people after the show and blah, blah, blah. I thought, oh, I'm just going to jump down. And I look and it's all shadows and darkness and people. And I take a little leap. And I fall right on my ass. Like my ankle catches on the step that was there. And I twist my ankle. I fall down on my ass. And in between like tables of people. So they're all like, oh my God. And it's all.
She was just so good. Why did she do that?
Yeah. And mortified. The audience was. I was in pain. You know when something like that happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh fuck, this hurts. Like I don't know what to do. And then I remember people were watching me. And then I had to get up. So then I got
You're
up.
Still performing.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, they're expecting me to stand. And I get up and I give like a Mary Lou Retton, like, I'm all right, everybody. But it was
so. But you were in serious pain.
It was so embarrassing and it was so painful. And then I got home last night and I got up from the couch. And Tommy, what did you say? You were like.
Dude, you got up and you were wearing just like a little nightie.
It's not very sexy. You make it sound really sexy.
Well, you're wearing like
a
little.
It's a Target cotton.
But just like a little thing.
Yeah.
And then when you stood up, you didn't have any panties on.
I when I come home, I take everything off.
Really?
I gotta let my thing breathe. Yeah.
So I looked over and I saw like a dark mark, like a dark smudge right around her butt crack. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh my god, she shit herself.
Because
you were farting, and I was like, she just shit on the couch. So I was like, oh fuck, like babe, you got shit everywhere. And then I was like, hey, let me take a look at that. And you're like, what? And I looked, and you have this big black, dark bruise.
Yeah, that's
on
great.
What?
Right, like on her butt cheek, but going from the cheek all the way to the crack.
Really?
Yeah.
From falling on my ass in Dallas.
And I was like, oh, you thank God you didn't shit. That was all I could think. It was like, please don't shit. Don't shit the couch. But, that would suck bad.
And we got, light colored couches, too.
Yeah.
Our IKEA couch.
You just have to throw that fucking couch out.
I will say.
My dad,
it's tough to get shit off it. Could you wash it off hard and then flip the couch?
I don't know, man. My dad shit his pants a few weeks ago when I was with him.
You were with him?
I was with him. Yeah. And I was like, well, I just throw those out. He's like, they're fine. I was like, you shit in them.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't see it anymore. Like, he held them up. And he was like, there's no shit. I'm like, just why, though? You can afford other pants.
They're
like,
khakis.
Just get other pants. And he kept them. He didn't throw them out.
I shit my pants once at the Comedy Store.
No,
we're doing like competitive farting, you know, when you're like trying to like lift legs and stuff. Yeah, and I was doing it with Dave Meshavitz upstairs outside Duncan's office, and I lifted my legs, and then one guy was like, "That was wet. That was really wet."
Did you keep those?
No, I threw them right out.
See,
I wiped the rest out into them.
Yeah, and it's instinctual, like you know, like toss these.
What are we gonna do with them?
They're
are we gonna take them
in
home?
Shit,
you
man.
Can't wash. You can't really.
No.
Why would you want
when you
to
were
put
little,
shit in there? In the
when I was
machine?
Little, I used to shit myself all the time. I feel like right, and your mom would just wash it.
Yeah. Pretty
is that
much.
What, that is, I guess, what you do with kids.
That's kind of what you do, yeah.
Kids.
Wait, so did you light your farts too, or it was just...
I never got to that.
Really? I feel like you would be really good at it.
Lighting my farts?
Yeah.
Does it really work?
It works, yeah. I used to do it in college with my friends. I swear to God.
Charlie, my friend Charlie's done it
50 plus times. You've seen Charlie, and you've
dozens of times.
It works.
He sits back, throws the legs up.
Yeah,
gets the light. He puts the light just under his asshole. Okay? Yeah. And then you hear the and you see like that. It's just a quick flash.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
It's like a microsecond after the sound.
And I've seen him do it dozens of times.
Comes the cloud.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's great. He's really good at it.
I always just thought, no way. Could it be
Oh,
done?
Yeah, you definitely
Well, my ex-roommate Kevin Jensen used to do it.
Yeah?
And he was a champ.
Wait, who the fuck is this Kevin guy?
You know what I lived with Kevin Jensen? No, it was Shauna's friend Kevin. We all lived together in San Francisco.
Gross, babe.
And one night in my dorm rooms in England, they came to visit me, and we just sat in a circle and lit our farts. I swear to God, it's really fun.
You did yours too?
I was too afraid to, but what I did do is I farted into a film container. Like, you know, those black ones with
sure,
a gray lid.
The old,
do you know,
35 millimeter ones.
Did you know that if you fart into it and then seal it immediately and then hand it to someone and they open it, they smell the fart?
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Are you think you're talking to rookies? Right,
I think that's any jar.
Right. Like any airtight container, it'll hold the smell for like a long time.
Yeah. You can, it's not just you can hand it to the person next to you. You can mail that shit to somebody.
Why don't we try an experiment? Is there someone on the East Coast we can mail this
Jane?
To? Let's do it. Let's see your sister. Yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a really good little...
Some California air for you. Yeah. Nice picture of it.
Yeah, you know what
sunshine.
We could do? We could actually decorate it and then write a note like, this is all like the rave in Beverly Hills. This is this new thing. This is like...
It's a new scent.
Yeah, it's a new
J-Lo's
scent.
J-Lo's new thing.
Yeah, and like all like the celebrities are doing it. And so we're like,
That's what they did in Scooby-Doo.
Sounds like... Smells like shot. Wait, what happens in Scooby-Doo? They do that?
No, they would scream. So they couldn't scream. They'd scream into a bottle and seal it up.
Oh, really?
Then the cork would come off and the scream would come out.
See, the writers knew about the
old
fart in the jar.
They knew about the old fart trick.
Have you ever burped in your mouth and then held it, let it ferment in there for a little bit?
He does it all the time.
Leave it for people, just right over their shoulder?
You know what I do is like a lot of times it'll just come up. Like I'll just be, and then all of a sudden, and I come into my mouth, and then I'll be like, oh. And like it's like right before like I meet somebody new, like, and this agent is here to talk to you now, and I'll be like, hey, and I'll be like, oh, I just fucking came out.
Oh yeah,
like,
you've done that like official meetings.
I just
yeah,
shit in my
I've
mouth.
Done that. I've done that to important people,
like executives.
Really?
Like, oh yeah.
Hey, I'm Tom. And they're like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, you farted too. In conference rooms
before meetings.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You raise and a body not know how to hold that a little bit.
I thought it was going to be
just let things go.
Yeah,
all the time. Just
wait, how about when we walked down the street the other day? We were just walking down the street,
farting at each other.
No, a guy parked his car, and he got out. We're walking down the street. He walks in the same direction, but he cuts in front of us because he had just parked. Uh-huh. And as he's walking, like he just parked his car, I go like that. I burp, and he turned. He was like, but like offended. Like he turned, like, how dare you belch like that in public? He's like, we're outside, man. Like, I'm not in your house right now.
He was next to someone.
Yeah.
So uncouth.
Well, in all fairness, he kind of walked in on our part of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't there for the beginning.
I wouldn't do the turnaround.
He turned.
Just, like, cringe.
He turned around. And he gave me a disapproval.
He scolded you with his eyes.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You still feel like a kid when people do that to you?
I feel like a kid all the time. Yeah.
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 The fun thing is though, as an adult though, if you get that kind of look as an adult now, you can be like, "What's the problem?
Yeah, what? Go fuck yourself."
Yeah, like that's the thing you wanted to do as a kid.
We're the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right around.
Don't worry about
I decided
it.
To belch today. What are you going to do about it?
I curse sometimes in public, and people like turn.
Oh yeah,
but then I get embarrassed. But then I'm like, what am I? This is the language I use.
Yeah, the language thing kills me. You know what really kills me?
What?
I almost get to a degree. You're just putting all
take
kinds
your
of
shit
stuff
out. Yeah,
it hurts my.
Do you have something else you want to take out?
No.
The language thing. I used to. I was like, I'm not doing a bit, but I used to have a bit about this, but it's so real to me that it bothers me so much. Is when like grown men act like language bothers them, like a grown man with white hair, who's fucking 50 years old.
Not
and,
only
and
do you
a button
heard this,
down,
you almost definitely use it.
Come on, and they do, and they're like give you a disapproving, or they like I worked with a guy, I worked for a guy one time who was like, hey. You know, with the language. And it's like, really?
Hey,
you're a 50-year-old man and you're offended that I said this asshole? Like, that's...
Yeah, you're grown up.
That what level of lying do you live your everyday life?
Yes.
Like, who was it? That comedian that passed away and he made a video about people that don't curse. He's sitting on a stoop.
Oh, you're talking about Mike? No, Mike. No. The
Stefano?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't trust people that don't curse.
I don't either.
And I agree. Like, you're a grown-up. You inhabit an adult world full of adult situations, and you can't handle the
You're saying
fuck?
That's not the right word sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that, like, you know, there's, of course, as being, there's such thing as being crude. There's such thing as using language in inappropriate situations. You know, and I understand
somebody's
if someone's
funeral.
Like... Funeral. I understand if like it really, if you're like, look, I don't want my kids hearing that. All right, man. But if we're all adults sitting around, I'm like, you wouldn't believe this shit, and someone's gonna have like a, hey,
excuse me,
like, are you serious right now? Like, you don't like.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. You don't even know what to say to them.
That's a lie in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Like the way that you're acting, like you're censoring real life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so inauthentic to me. Even the thing with kids, I don't have kids, so I can't really speak about it, but I know that my parents never censored language around me, and I don't know what's the big deal if a kid hears fuck growing up or shit.
I think you're doing that kid a favor more than you are harm. By not that you want to like yell that at the kid all day, but you're going to tell me, like, that kid's going to hear it a lot. So what you're, I mean... Like, this is bullshit. That kid's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe... Well, yeah, you said it because that's what people say, and now he's going to know that people say that.
Exactly.
You
know? Okay, and I did get in trouble, like, when I was in first grade. Yeah, I yelled fuck during bingo. Okay, I lost a bingo, and I was like, fuck! But you know what happened?
What?
I got spanked, right? Because at my school, they were spanking at the time. Yeah, some old lady. Yeah, some to a Lutheran school, and this old woman spanked my ass. And you know what I learned? Don't say fuck at school.
Right.
But you can say fuck at home. You can say fuck wherever.
You learn the parameters.
So
yeah.
And I also, I reject the idea that if you curse, it's, you know, it means you have a limited vocabulary. Sometimes the curse word's the best word.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes fuck, motherfucker, goddamn it, shit. Those are the best words to express the
what
feeling.
If, yeah, what if you get kicked in the shin?
Yeah. Dag nabbit. Darn it.
Yeah.
Sizzle sticks.
Cheese and rice.
This really? This hurts a lot right now.
How often do you guys fuck up on the radio when you go to morning
like
radio?
I'm pretty good at it. Really?
I do. They're like, oh, we had to dump that. And I'm like, oh, did I just curse? I don't even know.
Yeah, I usually don't even know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm like, what did I bring up that I shouldn't have brought up?
I know.
I'm pretty good at it. I've only been dumped out a couple times.
I don't even realize,
Actually, it's. I think if you really... But you know that when the times that they've had to dump me is when we've had like really good conversation, so I really like I become myself more.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm like, that is a bunch of bullshit. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's your job as a parent to say, well, we don't want you using that word, our son, but other people do. We don't want you murdering either, but some people do.
But the thing about the kid thing is, I feel like that kid's going to say that. The kid's going to say it.
Eventually, they're
going to hear it. He's
gonna
definitely going to hear it.
He's going to come across it.
He's just not going to hear it from you. Okay.
Dude,
that's fine,
knows.
I guess.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wait, so that was so embarrassing falling upstage. Have you guys ever done that before? just me. What's the worst thing that's happened, the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Oh, man.
On stage.
I've had my dick out so many times on stage.
that's intentional, right. though, right?
Yeah, it wasn't embarrassing at all.
You know that before I even met him, before I knew who he was. I mean, I knew who he was, but I'd never met him. Mm-hmm. I saw him. I saw you naked. Not only naked, or take your dick out. You had no pants, no underwear on, and we were at this West Side like theater.
The Underground, the Comedy Underground.
Mike Black was on stage, yeah. And you walked from like the back room. Mm-hmm. You walked and you walked in a circle around him with no pants, no underwear on, and then you just walked off.
Like, oh, really?
That's set. Great. Yeah.
It was really hilarious. That's so funny. Like, I had done a set, I didn't know you. Then I got off, and then I'm sitting there, and I had Charlie and my first roommate. So this was like 2003.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, Mike's on stage doing his set. I don't know. He's like talking about John Candy or some shit. And I'm looking at him, and then I see a guy walk in frame.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a t-shirt.
Donald Duck in it.
He's wearing a t-shirt and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No pants, no underwear. So he's just nothing on.
That was the first place I started doing it.
Really? Yeah. He walked up, and then Mike started laughing, and we all were like, oh, my God. Mike, the guy was with Jack, my first roommate, is drinking a beer, and goes, and beer just comes shooting out. And Ari just walks in a circle around Mike with his dick out and then walks off stage.
Did Mike know you were going to do that?
Probably not. I don't remember
I
that
don't
one.
I think so. No.
Have you been arrested for that?
Nope. The first time I ever did it, Will was there.
One of the clubs got really upset one time, though.
Oh, right? Yeah, the improv banned me for 6 months.
Yeah.
And they were like, I was like, really? Come on, you don't have to ban. Just tell me not to do it. And then they were like, do you think this behavior is accepted anywhere? And I'm like, yes.
Who told you this? Who was the lesson from? Like, who gave you the
speech? It came
speech?
From, like, Eric said he had to tell me. Eric Abrams said he had to tell me what his bosses told him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said they also wanted a year, but he had to talk them down.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think they'll get it. Then he said, yeah, if you ever want to do that again, just ask someone. You know, who works there, like in charge. And I was like, would you ever say yes? And he's like, no.
What, yeah, like, what was the scenario in which you did it?
It was that guy who used to be in Styx.
Uh-huh.
Or, remember some guy who had his own show there at the Improv?
Oh, it was like rock and roll meets comedy kind of thing. Those are so fucking dumb. Yeah.
Who was it? I forget the guy's name now. But, he had one and it was just late and I was drunk and at the bar. And they're like, you want to close up? Because somebody's on right now and they're not doing well. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And then it just no one was listening. It was just crazy people screaming the whole time. And so I got one of the porn stars that were in there to come up on stage, and then I mimed out fucking her, and then I just pulled my dick out.
Did she know you were going to do that? Did you tell her you were going to do that?
No.
No. Did she react? Was she like, oh, my God?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Really?
Yeah, I really just do it for the crowd.
And the crowd must have gone nuts,
yeah,
obviously.
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you do that?
I've done it better, though.
On HBO?
Mm-hmm.
You took your dick out?
Yeah.
Did they let it in or cut it out?
Barely let it in.
Oh, like frame?
Like, I did, and they immediately shot to my back.
Wow, on HBO even.
Yeah, they were really mad. They were going to cut it out completely, and they said you had to come back the next day because we were taping 2 days. Uh-huh. Different people were taping on each day.
Uh-huh.
And they said, take this clothes off. Don't get them stained. You have to wear this tomorrow because we can't even cut around you because you fucking didn't pull your pants up before you said goodnight. So, which is
like
on purpose.
Like you were supposed to know.
Did that crowd go bananas too?
They went nuts. 1,300 people.
1,300?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the biggest crowd I had done to that point.
Has anyone ever sent you a picture of you that you didn't even know? Like, did you expect? Like, with it's like if you got an email, like,
there was some stills right then of somebody who freeze framed it with my dick out.
Oh, with your dick out? Okay.
Yeah. No, he sent me a picture of, like, I did have a girl say once before an audition, she goes, I saw you do comedy. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. She was like, you were funny. I was like, oh, which night was it? She goes, you had your dick out, you had your junk out. And I was like, which when? Where's the club first?
Yeah, but you have a healthy hog on you? You got a nice thick one on
no,
you?
No, I just got really long balls.
You have long
really?
Balls?
Yeah.
Really? Well, why don't we play the dick detectives?
Detectives?
Oh, but you've seen it already. Can you play it with me? Or we don't have the music?
What? No, man.
Well, how about this? Can I guess what your penis looks like?
Well, that would be the game.
I know, but we don't have to
what
have
What are you
going to
describe it?
But
bulbous at the top?
This is not how you play the game.
That's every penis.
But it is for me because I haven't seen it. So can I guess what it's like and then he can confirm it?
I mean, if you want to just ruin the game, yeah.
What's the game? How does the game normally go?
Well, I'm sorry. It was just an impromptu idea. I like to... Okay. The game is that we guess what somebody's penis looks like based on...
No, I don't know what his looks like.
Well,
yeah,
I
but
thought
then...
you said you've seen it.
No. I mean, I
just noticed there was like,
yeah,
a thick
balls there was
out.
A naked guy.
Okay, well, I want to guess what your wiener looks like just based on what I know about you. And
there's
then
no way you remember it. Yeah. Okay. What's the normal game?
No, that's it, right?
This is not how we play the game, but the game is we would discuss it. The way to do this is that we would have done this last week, and then he comes in, and then we talk to him about it.
All right.
All right, whatever.
Is this your big guitar?
This is the music for
okay.
Well, we can discuss it at length, and then after just have
no
him
pun intended.
Complete. Right.
All right. I guess that you have really long balls.
Wow.
I think just the act.
Let me see your hand.
There's only two kinds of people.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
That thing is so wrong.
Nailed
it's so
it.
Off. The hand thing.
No,
hand
I've things. Dated. Here's the thing.
Well, my hand is white.
Can I tell you something? I actually had a Russian Jew boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And similar in stature to Ari, so I'm going to go off my previous experience with
somebody. Right, but I'm saying that the hand thing is proven to be false.
I know, but I'm going to use what I have. These are my dick detective tools. This is my toolbox.
Okay. So you didn't guess yet.
Well, I thought you were starting yours, so I
no,
didn't
No, go ahead.
Grab.
You're the one that has the quicker assessment.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I'm gonna guess, judging by your height
uh-huh.
and just the shape of your body. Let me see the shape of your hands.
Hands thing again.
Well, because I'm telling you that I can...
You're obviously a rookie detective. You're obviously new to the department.
I'm going to guess that your beanbag is a little purplish in color.
Would you ever think to ask for a look at a guy's hands? If
what?
You were thinking of, like, I wonder if that guy's, like, got a giant hog. I would never think of even thinking about his hands.
Well, the hand
just go
thing.
Based on how big
no,
he
no.
was.
The hand thing is a common... Actually, the size of somebody's body
yeah.
has been proven to be not an indicator. People
right.
think it's an indicator. They're like, oh, I could tell by his nose or
oh,
his
right.
shoulders. He's look how tall he is. There's
no.
no correlation.
Well, that's why like Puerto Rican guys are short and stout, but they can have huge hogs.
They
and I know this.
Do. Right. But see, that's a there.
Right, so that disproves the hypothesis.
Do you think there's any racial there are any racial like
that has been
yeah,
proven.
That's
that,
proven.
Yes. It's been proven that yes.
Jews have bigger noses too. It's like certain people have different things.
The fecas,
Asians are shorter.
That's a Hungarian
blacks,
word.
The blacks have bigger hogs.
Mandingo, yeah. I believe the word is.
You see
yeah.
them
man.
And you're like, you know.
Damn it, they're nice. They're nice. They're nice. Nigga nice, nigga nice.
Set it off
in this motherfucker.
See, it's proven.
Okay.
It's a proven thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All
okay.
you said is he has purple ball bag.
Okay. Well, here's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Okay? Is that, I like, again, based on a previous relationship.
Right. And they have a guy that looked just like him.
Not just like
well, you
him,
said
but he's
similar.
A Russian Jew. So he's got some Jewy
similar.
Characteristics
right.
like Ari.
Like a-
no. No, but I did have sex with a Micah.
Really?
How
Jesus
weird.
Christ.
How weird. That's weird, but he was a white guy. So, okay.
Yeah. Micah, which one's Micah?
Which one?
There's Russian.
So many.
There's
so
more than
many.
One Micah?
No. There's just one. I can't tell you. I can't go in specifics because I don't want to, you know.
Have you guys told each other about every single person you've had sex with?
I have. I've been.
I'm just learning about Micah.
No, I can't. I don't want to go into more because what
Why?
If someone. I don't want to say his name and then
you
people
just said
put it
his
together.
Name.
Just
says...
a first name.
He knows you guys did it, right?
I'll
he
tell you,
you
later.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah, I told you about that. Okay, so listen. So the one that's...
No, I mean, Micah knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
I've told her, too. I've told her everything,
really?
Too.
No,
yeah.
you give me, like, vague estimations.
I don't know their names, but I tell her, I've told her, like...
that one slut from outside Seattle.
Yeah. Because I didn't date them.
Right.
You know?
I dated everybody
I've... You remembered all of them?
I mean, like, yeah.
Oh,
there has to be something like...
Makes my
oh,
stomach
yeah.
Sometimes
oh,
I'll be like,
God.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That's so...
Yeah.
What?
Just, it's unbelievable to me. Maybe because I'm a woman and you have to let somebody inside of your body.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's a little...
You remember every guy's name?
Yes.
Every
yes.
guy?
Yes, absolutely. I know
Whatever.
Exactly when,
okay,
where,
the,
who,
but the difference
what.
Is that guys are worth remembering.
Like, I guess.
Right? That's why it's easier.
Okay, here's your wiener. Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to go beanbag purplish in color. Maybe your peenie. Your peen. Are you Russian Jew?
No.
You're just Jew?
I'm Romanian and maybe my mom's Russian, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So you're Eastern Bloc Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your weenus will be purplish in tone. I'm going to go for a bulbous head.
They're all heads are bulbous.
Not all heads. Some are more than
some,
others. Jews are tend to be more bulbous.
Some have that fat bell head on it.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jews tend to, and I've had two Jewish boyfriends.
Yeah.
Both of them very bulbous.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
I would say average length, you know, nothing to write home about when flaccid.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Taking
shots at him. All right.
No,
I'm just kidding.
It's just biology.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You didn't finish.
Well, what am I going to guess on length while erect?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's I'm not really good game. At judging that.
You suggested we played the game.
But haven't I given enough information?
You have a lot of description.
Okay, what did I say? Purpley in tone.
The
hue.
We know that his balls are big.
You said that basically he has a dong that has a head and his
No, a very bulbous, purplish,
okay.
in tone head.
Okay, all right.
And when flaccid, nothing to write home about.
Okay.
Maybe when erect, I bet he's got a healthy hog.
Okay.
I'm going to go for healthy hog, Ari.
Here's my assessment comes, I really have no recollection of ever seeing it.
No.
But my recollection, my theory is this. Somebody that would make the decision to walk around naked, like right. to put themselves out there, has to have at least, there's only two people that would do that. Somebody that has some confidence in the size,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or somebody that wants to, like, they'd rather put it out there that it's
Show
that horribly
cool with
shameful.
It.
No, that like, I think that like if it were super small and somebody wanted to embrace the fact that this is my flaw,
mm-hmm.
that's not you. So I feel like you have the confidence that would arise from having at least a healthy, good size one.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a guy with like a small...
When soft?
A small when soft would probably not make the decision to go naked. Out
right. I used to, at the comedy store, when we had a foosball table upstairs,
yeah.
we would always cock each other. Yeah, I'd really fucking vigorously work it because I'd have to like laugh and try to maintain an erection. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
And then Jim Painter would get everyone's attention and I'd run out. Just like,
so you'd fluff it up?
Walk by, yeah, with a boner and see how
See, I wouldn't... Wait, you go with a boner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
But I mean, same. Flaccid, you walked around flaccid with it. Flaccid, too.
Yeah.
So I'm saying flaccid,
mm-hmm.
you had to feel like you were at least comfortable enough to be have it in front of people, because a lot of people wouldn't feel comfortable.
I agree.
With that.
Well, G.G. Allen had an extremely small peener.
Yes.
And he would parade that around, but I think because he was so high.
He was also mentally ill.
Yeah.
That's the other category I left for.
We later found out he was not healthy.
Schizophrenic.
So I think, based on the act of you doing that, I feel like flaccid, you're already looking all right. Like, it's not like a tiny one, right? And I feel like when you're fully ready to pump and dump,
yeah.
I feel like you're a little above average length, and you got a nice, healthy Jew thickness to it.
Jew girth. I'm sorry, you're right. The Jews have girth.
So I think you're like 7 in length, and you got a nice, you know, grip on it when you're holding, when you're fucking...
The Jew girth is there. That's what people say.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the bulbous head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go, that. Jew. I know Jews.
There's no purplish hue that I don't really. I mean, it's obviously a little more purple, but less than like a purple dick.
Mm-hmm.
When soft, shockingly tiny.
Shockingly tiny?
Yeah. When erect, 6.5.
Wow.
So I was pretty,
you're pretty dead on.
You're
pretty right there.
Wow, you guys.
The Dick Detectives.
Do you make these?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes my buddy Ryan does. Yeah, that was
well,
that was an impromptu Dick Detective. And basically, I mean, who won that? We both kind of guessed, but somebody.
What
had
do
to
you
be
think, Ari?
Well, you went to the length and the size.
Mm-hmm.
You described a lot more that I wouldn't even think to describe those details.
Yeah,
well, I'm a woman. I deal in dicks. I got a lot of cocks under my belt.
Jesus.
So many dicks. Puerto Rican dicks, Jewish dicks, black dicks, Chinese dicks.
Jesus.
I know, it's like a dick buffet.
It's a sour skittle.
I want to throw up. Mm. What's your favorite of all those different...
what's your favorite flavor of dick?
You've had all the colors of the rainbow, like Skittles.
I have. I've had the Skittles.
Have you... What's the most obvious question you've asked when you bring up that you've slept with more than five
Chinese.
People? They've asked you if you slept with a Chinese person? That's the most common question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. I thought, what do people most ask about the Chinese guy? I get asked a lot about the Chinese guy.
How was it?
It was, quite honestly... Yes, below average of
Did
the
you
rest.
Scream just to make him feel at home?
Yeah, I had a relationship with this person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
However, the smallest.
You would play it up? You play it up?
Yeah, that, you got to.
Wow. This is so depressing. Man.
No, because I loved him. I loved him as a person.
It's irrelevant. It's just depressing to think about.
No, can I tell you the most disappointing one was a white guy.
Really?
Just a white.
Well,
a
one-timer?
I know this story. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yes.
The one you had to quit on?
Like, yes. Okay. And that one I couldn't
what do you mean?
Fake.
What do you mean quit
I
on?
Couldn't.
She's quit.
Oh, no, that was different.
What do you
different.
Mean quit?
No.
The teeny tiny?
That's what I'm talking about. You quit.
That's not.
What do you mean quit?
I broke up with that.
Oh, but wasn't it after not a lot of hooking up, right? That was right. After minimal hooking up.
Correct, yes.
And you were like, this is so.
It's pitiful.
But was it the reason? That was the reason to break up?
Yes.
See, wow, guys?
That's quitting on that.
Wow.
Yes.
Sad, huh?
And when you're like, nobody who really cares about you is going to care. That's wrong. They're not going to get to care about you. It's going to get in the way.
You know, in all fairness, though, I think had his personality been different, maybe I would make concessions.
Yeah, but you know, say that stuff.
I was young.
You say about Andrew Solomson, all the girls, when they were to taunt them, like, would you ever date him? They're like, no, he's kind of self-centered.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, really? Nothing to do with the 400 pounds? Nothing? You're not even going to bring that up?
Who's that? Is not that even that the, sounds familiar, that name.
Andrew Solomson?
Yeah.
He was a comic for a while.
And like a real tech guy?
Uh-huh. Would go up there instead of with a notepad, he would go up with a like a tablet.
Okay, yeah. I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girls would be like, oh, he's like, they would use the excuse of like, oh.
He's sort of.
But women are more forgiving, though. That part is true, I think.
A physical appearance? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
More forgiving, but.
Right? But I'm saying like.
Yeah, dude.
But there are guys, like let's say not him.
Yeah, all over Hollywood, you have nerds getting laid by hot.
But I mean like, all over the world. Like I'm saying a guy who's like, let's say like that with that physique can end up. Or maybe not that bad, but you know, a really bad physique.
Something off.
Will end up with like a can end up with an attractive woman.
Do you want to know?
Woman will forgive his awful physique.
Case in point.
Are you guys talking about yourselves right now?
Yeah.
Manuel Uribe, the 3,000-pound guy in Mexico.
Yeah.
What? He has a girlfriend. He has a wife now.
Really?
That guy that's a bedridden, morbidly.
He got married on the show.
Yeah. They took him on a forklift.
That's what show?
On The World's Fattest Man.
Yeah.
TLC did a thing about him.
Manuel Uribe, and he does his exercises.
They took a flatbed around for the wedding ceremony. A flatbed drove through town,
TLC.
And he went like this.
Really?
Yeah, he was over 1,000 pounds when he got married.
Yeah, and he goes.
He lost 2,000 pounds.
No. His highest weight is like 1,300.
Oh.
And he lost like 300, and they're like, you know, you still can't stand.
There's no tuxedos if he made for you, so I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, they just threw sheets around him, and they're like, all right. And then he was so happy to get married. He married a woman who weighed 105 pounds.
Normal. Yeah, and she used to powder his beanbag. Remember,
powder all of his growths. He had like fat deposits. Some of the fat deposits would weigh like 80-90 pounds.
How bad is Mexico?
No, you know where he got fat? Because he goes, I moved to America and to Texas, and I sold the pizza and the cheeseburgers, and I started to eat all of that. So it was actually when he came to the States, he said he started
they
to
started
load
to
up.
Show his weight gain. It was like,
yeah,
it
he was like
Mexico,
a
though.
Kind of regular sized dude. And then
he had
like,
to be to start with, right?
Yeah. When he got to like, he lived in Texas for a couple of years, and he got to be just like your standard fat. Like fat dude, like 300 and some pounds.
Okay,
you're like, well, I see that everywhere here.
Waddlers,
right? Exactly. Dude's like 350, and then it just he went back to Mexico, and it started to just snowball. Like,
wait, so we took the recipe with him?
He took all the recipes.
The pizza, they never had that.
And then he was 400, and then basically, I talked to a nutritionist one time about it, or a physician who said that like once you hit. Like over four, that's when it really becomes a challenge to go backwards. Like if you hit four something,
really?
It's so easy to go 5, 6, 7.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but
you're so disgusting already.
And it's just like you're already, you're consuming such high calories and you start to become less mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So you start packing it on because the simple math starts to add up. You're not moving. You're not burning anything. You're taking in. Like, you know, you're taking in, what is it, 5 figures every day in calories.
Whoa.
Which these people, everyone, they're all taking in 10,000
calories?
Plus.
Wait, tell me. Do you remember that guy? He lived on the third or fourth story, and he would lower a bucket with money.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese delivery takeout guy
or
would put the food in the bucket, and then he would wheel it up
so
to his bed.
So they would cook for him. This is a different guy.
Whoa.
They would cook crazy amounts of food for him. He would still call delivery places and he'd be like, I'm gonna lower a bucket out. He would put a bucket out
a
like
bucket.
On a rope with money, and then they would put food in the bucket, and he'd pull. So he would eat in hiding after they had just cooked dinner for him.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the next day, they'd be like, where are all these boxes? Like, what happened? He's like,
I know, right?
I don't know. I just got all this food all of a sudden. So do you feel like that? Do you feel like I'm Manuel Uribe?
Yeah, I think that's the... And you've managed to find
someone. To find somebody.
Some normal.
That's a different... That's an enabler. Like, that woman has a nurse,
pounds.
A nightingale syndrome. What is that called? The nightingale thing where you want to take care of somebody who's immobile?
No, you're just... Like, with me, because I met you when I weighed much less. So you actually... You had a different person to marry. I've grown into this. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm fatter, too, than when we married.
No.
It kind of goes both ways, babe. This is
no, but I'm talking
life.
About from when we met. We met, I was, I mean, very, very, very handsome. We're talking
you
about
still you. Are very, very handsome.
How much do you weigh now?
A lot.
You don't know.
240.
Oh.
Something like that, 240.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
You don't feel like, but I don't feel that you're big.
I'm probably
I don't,
stronger than
no, but you're just like a regular fat. You're not like fat. You're not
no,
like a, you're
I
not like a,
think
you're not
he's
a waddler.
Fat, though.
I'm not Tom, a
if you touch Tommy, he's solid.
Yeah,
like your
the fat
meat.
Is pushing it out so hard that the skin hasn't had a chance. It's
no, but,
struggling.
But Tommy works out a lot, and he's physically very strong.
I do work out
he's
a lot,
not...
but I do have a bad diet. I mean, I know what I have to do to lose weight. It's not like a
yeah, normal. But you're solid yeah. meat. Yeah. You're like a linebacker. Like I feel like you're a football playing. Dude.
Oh yeah, you seem strong.
I do
yeah. lift. I lift weights every week. I mean,
really?
Do you hear that? Is that
lift
a cat?
Three, four times
sounds
a week.
Like a cat.
Yeah, I just have a horrible
don't
diet.
I hate that.
Yeah, wait, but you're just naturally thin, right?
To a degree, a little
do you,
more than
do you
definitely
eat healthy?
More than you. I do, but then I put stipends on that diet with a bunch of Skittles and gummy bears and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you're like so you're like but your vice is more like candy and stuff mm-hmm. like that. See, yeah. My fatness comes from my vice is like high fat foods,
like hamburgers.
I love a burger, fries,
yeah,
it's small. Shit like that.
Yeah,
garbage. You know,
I do when I go on the road. I eat that.
Me basically,
it's just like it's just too hard to get.
I would rarely, I rarely ever eat candy. I'm not a candy.
Really?
No.
You know what mine is? Mozzarella sticks after or in between shows.
That I've
There's never really an excuse for cheese.
Oh, the, I love it. That's
I would
what
say
I love.
09 was my worst food year on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was like every club, five nights a week.
Whatever they had, you would eat.
Oh, boy.
Chicken fingers.
Is that when you went on the road for the year? Just featuring? No, that wasn't that year, was it?
For the year, 07 is when I featured at every club. But I'm saying, and I got fat, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying when it went like bad, like, and I got fat. I was eating garbage then. I was eating garbage in 08. 07 is where I featured at every club. 09 is when I started headlining a lot of clubs, and I really was eating, like, traveling a lot, and being like, oh, and, you know, like, it started to wear on me, and I ate like fucking shit. And then at the end of 09, going into 2010, I was like, I gotta do something. Like, I've actually gotten way healthier.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost, you know, I don't know how many pounds, but I've gotten, like, I eat better.
You've lost a lot of weight since our wedding.
Oh, God. Yeah,
definitely.
My wedding is really bad. Really bad.
When did you guys get married?
08.
08.
I just ate. I was in a terminal in Dallas, and all they had was Burger King and Taco Bell. Like, those are my food options for
fucking Sunday.
There
are places that will put you up in a place where there's no food even available for delivery after 11 p.m.
I know. And they know you're getting back late.
Yeah.
How can you put me up here?
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
Or Sundays. It's everything's closed on Sunday. In fucking
Ohio.
I can't
even go anywhere.
Do people give you pot on the road? Because they know that you're they do, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty cool about it usually.
People,
I'll try to find something to buy too, but usually people bring me some and give me a joint or two.
You don't travel with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
That's smart. Mm.
I travel with it. I don't give a fuck. Okay. What are they going to do to target me?
I don't know.
I travel with it.
I
usually take like a joint or two with me, but that's not enough to last. That's to get me through to the next day when I go to the club.
Yeah.
Wait, can't you bring like breath strips or something not smellable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like,
those
that,
edibles.
Yeah.
But that's like a different high. It's like a big time high.
Big time.
That's adventure
when
high.
I was at Cobb's a week after you, the day after you.
Oh, yeah.
People were like, yeah, Ari just like got off stage and then immediately got high on the sidewalk. I'm like, that sounds about
everybody
like people
just
bring
broke
you.
Out. It was like, let's take pictures. Let's just do it right over here. And it was like 18 joints were going around. It was I just going. I couldn't breathe after a while.
That you have, you're like a folk hero in the. you know what I mean? Like you've become one of the guys. Like you know, you realize in a few years.
Yeah.
Like as this continues to grow, you're going to be, like, you know, you're going to have the same level of fandom and weed associated with it. I think that as like a Doug Benson or something.
Oh yeah,
you know?
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's not a problem at all. I was talking to Claire Brusso, some Toronto comic, once when I was there for something. It was like a year and a half ago or maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude was just walking down the street. And he was like, hey, are you Ari Shaffir? I was like, yep. He goes, can I smoke a joint with you?
That's rad.
I was like, if you have a joint, yep. And then we just smoked it and then he left.
Jesus,
you're gonna
man.
Be like
See?
Snoop
yeah,
Dogg.
She was like, "What was that?" It was the first time it's ever happened. I don't
That's
know.
That's gonna happen a lot more.
Yeah,
man.
You're like the
I don't
Snoop
mind
Dogg
stuff,
of comedy.
A lot more. I think it's gonna happen.
Oh, uh-oh. Is it that time?
It's time for
Seal Her.
Remember
huh?
this one? Seal Her Shut.
Seal it shut.
Oh yeah. Do people like that live podcast you guys did?
Yes.
Yeah. People like listening to it later.
Yeah,
I got some complaints.
Yeah,
about you know, some people complained about the audio. Some people complained about they're like because there's a different sound to like the live thing.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, hugely positive. I did get it was a departure from the norm.
It's different. It's like they go jokey more.
Yeah, and people were like, I didn't like. Some people were like, I didn't like that you had different get. I mean, mm-hmm. overall, it was positive. So we.
I thought if I would do one for a Skeptic Tank, I would just get like. I would have to do it like there's no way you could do it live. It'd be too long.
Yeah.
So I have to get like three or four people and just cover them real quick.
Yeah, I thought that helped us doing that.
Yeah.
I like doing it.
In front of a live audience, yeah, you got to keep it moving.
So I think before you read the new ones, let's tell people we got some results.
Don't look, Ari.
I don't know.
We put it out there last week.
It's gotta be a surprise.
Who do you want to...
I didn't really see anything. I was just sort of still looking at it.
Or seal shut and... We put we had a couple
fill up or seal shut.
Well, fill up and seal shut. Okay. Excuse
me. In addition to filling up,
you want to fill her up and then you want to seal it shut,
so that no other load will be there but mine.
Right. That's
from
just
now to
yours.
Eternity.
And it takes multiple loads to do that. You're going to have to really keep dropping loads.
I have to fill it up.
You have to fill it up.
don't play filling it up.
And then when it gets to the very end, then you can seal it shut.
Seal it.
Yep. It's like trying to fill like a hole in the wall, and you got to keep filling it until
like
you spackling it shut.
Mm.
So we put out there. Who would you rather fill up and seal shut? Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman,
okay,
so in that
nice
role,
prime.
Or Linda Carter as original Wonder Woman.
As Wonder Woman. Yeah, I think Linda Carter. She was one of the first people I beat off to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Backstory. Personal.
The fans, it was kind of close.
She had boobs. She had boobs, Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was she? I didn't even know. Was she a model before that?
I don't know what the fuck she did.
No.
It wasn't that she was like a superhero. It was just that she was wearing this... bathing suit and showing off his
body.
Awesome.
And she's Wonder Woman.
No.
Think about it. I mean, if she has what she can do as Wonder Woman, there's got to be, they're not going to talk about it on the show, there's got to be some runoff about what she can do to your cock. You know what I mean?
God.
Like, she's Wonder Woman.
The lasso.
You think it's just regular sex with Wonder Woman? She has a Wonder Pussy. She has to.
Wow, good point. I didn't even think about that.
You know?
Oh.
Right, well, she's Wonder Woman. Like, Superman doesn't have a regular dick. He's got Superman's dick.
Wait a minute, though. Wonder Woman historically comes from an all-female island. It's like an island of lesbos.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you put your dick in there and lightning bolts go through your dick. And
wow, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, you know?
Wow.
I bet her blowjobs would be unbelievable.
There we go.
There you go.
Now you're thinking.
The and she's listeners... probably hungry for cock.
The listeners
fucked up so long.
We're writing a Cinemax movie right now. You know that, right? Like
soft
a late
corn.
Night movie.
Yeah.
The listeners voted 42-32.
Okay.
Pfeiffer.
Oh.
They took Pfeiffer.
See, okay.
They wanted that coked out look and they got it.
There you go.
The next one we put out there was who would you like to fill you up and seal you shut?
Okay.
Oh.
Did you want Captain James T. Kirk? Or Han Solo.
Yeah.
Now, wait. When did you get these to people?
When did we put them out?
Yeah.
The last week.
And then they've written back since then.
They've
Facebook.
Hit some votes. Yeah. If you want to vote, it's very simple. Facebook.com/YourMom'sHousePodcast.
Just kidding. You can have them.
So, once again, Facebook.com/YourMom'sHousePodcast. You can vote. And you can comment. You can do whatever you want there. We have votes. All right.
That's interesting. Michelle Pfeiffer is kind of a goth,
Solo,
slutty kitty. That's
Solo
good.
Crushed it, as I predicted he would.
Yeah.
Solo yes. With who?
Over Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
I thought he was lame.
Yeah.
Han Solo's fucking cool, man.
Well, you know what?
He smokes. You know, I mean, like, they don't show up, but you know, he smokes. He probably does shit like he fucking smacks you around. Maybe holds your head down. I think
Solo.
I think
no.
so. No, I think
no.
Solo would.
I don't think
Solo's
so.
Solo's like a. It's like a. Oh, gee.
Really?
Yeah, I've never felt an asshole so tight.
I think Solo. He's been all over the fucking universe, crushing pussy on different planets.
Han
Solo, Chewbacca is fucking his wingman. Come on.
But Han doesn't
done
have
some
to work
kinky
for
shit.
It. No.
Oh,
he
I'm sorry.
Have
I was
work.
Thinking of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Solo. Han Solo. Yeah, Han Solo. Have
Solo
more
would fucking
about
tie your head down and. Make you eat out of a dog bowl, too, you know?
I don't think so. I think he lets the pussy come to him. He's so cool and collected.
Han Solo?
You know, we have different theories.
That would be greatest to make a new version of... Just every time he leaves a classic scene in Star Wars, you see him just go beat his wife or some grab some girls. Like, suck my dick. Yeah, lick my balls first. I can't. Just shit on my chest. Shit on my chest, then I can fuck you.
Wait, who's this?
Han Solo.
This is Ari.
It's like,
oh, my God.
The other things you don't see. Yeah.
I think Han Solo can't come unless you do really, really graphic
shit. Nothing
shit.
To do with being Darth Vader,
yeah,
but
of course.
That's why I didn't cover it.
You have
it,
to put a lightsaber in his ass.
I've been fucking flying all over the universe for years. You don't know how many weird pussies I've seen. Yeah, because he's seen like aliens.
Wait a minute, you're right now. I just thought of that.
There's like, no way that guy hasn't gotten a prostitute.
Eyes. Yeah.
The place he goes, he's like, yeah, I'm getting some puss,
yeah,
dude.
Of course, I gotta get some puss.
Some galactic puss.
That guy's got a vagina inside a vagina. That's normal for their race.
Exactly.
I want to see what that's like.
He's fucked different species.
Yeah. Shit, I didn't consider that. Wait, so is Captain Kirk, though. Captain Kirk actually did.
Oh, yeah, that green or blue girl.
Yeah. He actually did bang chicks on different planets.
Point. Counterpoint.
Yeah.
And he was one of those Furbies to clean up.
If you would, could you read, who do we have for
All
this
right.
week?
So this week we're going to do female athletes. Starting.
We're going to do multiple athletes.
Well, we're going to start with the ladies,
right.
I think.
Are you covering Mia Hamm?
She's not on our list. Oh. We had to look at a lot of athletes. I felt like, I mean, although she's very famous, let's keep them famous. You know, because there's...
Like Babe Dietrich Zacharias?
There's a list of so many of these...
That's a terrible name.
Like, there's this girl... Who's this? Like,
who
there's
is
this
that?
Golf player.
She's like the best golfer ever.
Like Blair O'Neill. Have you seen her?
Uh-uh.
She's smoking hot. But, like, you know, I don't want people to have, like... Most
you don't
of the
to look
names, like you know who's who. There is that MMA girl that's hot.
I used to
Carano.
Yeah,
she's
I used
hot.
To beat up the Steffi Graf.
Oh, Steffi Graf's a lesbian, isn't she?
Oh no, which one's the other one? What there was one
Navratilova?
Oh yeah, it wasn't the super dykey one.
That she's
who was
she
that?
Is.
That was Martina Navratilova.
Yeah. Steffi Graf. No, Steffi Graf married what's his name? Andre Agassi, right?
Oh.
Who got stabbed? Who got stabbed in the neck?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Wait, Agassi married somebody?
Yeah.
No, Jennifer Capriati.
Yeah. She did
she
porn, didn't
hot.
She?
No, she did not.
I think she did.
Like how upset no, Ari
I thought she
got.
Did.
What?
Did
he
she
just
not?
Broke his heart.
I could see maybe posing. She did porn.
Wait, I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, no.
Our neighbor's making popcorn. You smell that?
Yeah, I smell it. Mm. It smells awesome.
Jennifer Capriati. The one she got into drugs and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah.
And then she made a comeback and she like won some major.
All right. Anyway, so there's a bunch
right.
of them. But
so, do you ready? Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay, so for this edition, we're going to do Maria Sharapova.
Okay.
Beautiful blonde Ruski. Is she Ruski?
She's Ruski.
Sharapova?
Yeah. Background, yeah.
Okay, and then good old fashioned America, Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick.
Donica?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick.
So you have. She does the GoDaddy commercials. Basically, you
Isn't
have.
Is she NASCAR?
Yes, she's a race car driver. And you have a tennis player, very different worlds, both hot, both well known. Yeah. And I realized there was, you know, there's just, like I said, this other golf player, Sandra Gal. I mean, just like smoking hot. Nobody fucking knows her. Some of these other tennis players that were super hot.
Morgan
nobody knows
Preston.
Them. So we're sticking to two very well known. Who do you want to fill up and seal shut? Maria Sharapova, the tennis player, Danica Patrick, the super hot. Race car driver. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Sharapova really knows how to move. Got the long legs, blonde, super
athletic.
Hot. Danica, race car driver, got a lot of grease in her hands, got a lot of grease in her snatch. Easy to get up in there, you know, shove it in her ass, and she's just got motor oil and all kinds of parts sitting around. Probably, you know, someone you want to stick in.
That's an interesting theory, Tom. Yeah.
And the grease, if you want that.
Grease in her asshole.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think, Ari?
I think Danica Patrick is probably a lot chubbier than everybody knows.
Wow.
She's always wearing full body suits. They're going quick cuts on her.
Chubby.
Chubby,
but I saw some bikini pictures of her actually when I Googled for
really?
This. She actually like does spreads in like men's lad mag type shit. Yeah,
that's good to know.
I mean,
maybe Danica Patrick then, because I don't.
You have to be in shape to be a car driver.
No? She'd be too hard.
Who's that? Sharapova. You think so?
I think it'd be the tougher stomach would be like. Like you could hit it.
You don't like that.
It's too hard.
But you know, to be a driver, you have to have a lot of muscle strength. Actually, I think it's quite hard
know
to.
Something about me?
Yeah,
I'm always hard. Never soft. Always. Is that weird?
Look how coy he got for a minute. He kind of blushed and then he gave you a special.
Yeah.
Kisses with his eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
French kisses.
Wow. A little love connection.
So you feel like she's too athletically strong.
I think she's gotten big.
Do you like soft, like softer?
I like softer, yeah, like a little jiggle, but still thin. Yeah. But just not like hard. I think she'd be too muscular.
So you're not attracted to bodybuilders, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah. No, would you rather Philip and seal shut?
Yeah. Well, you know.
I predict.
Okay, go ahead.
You'd be more attracted to Sharapova's type.
Yeah, can I tell you why? Because I'm a narcissist. I like blondes like me,
mm-hmm.
And I like Eastern Europeans like me. I don't trust American, like all American girl. I think that all Americans can be uptight. Like Danica's probably a good girl,
mm-hmm.
So she won't do things.
She's like a bitch in those GoDaddy commercials.
Yeah,
just take it off or don't. Don't act like it's a surprise time you're against it.
It's up to you. Do you want to put some more washer fluid into Danica? Or would you like
to
hit an ace in Sharapova's asshole?
It might be hard to seal up Danica with all the grease there. So there's the extra work involved, too, with sealing up Danica. You have to take that
into account. A lot of loads in there, guys.
Good point. Well, as we're doing athletes, let's keep it up. We'll do one for the women. Ladies, who would you rather be filled up and sealed shut by?
Mm-hmm.
We have Tom Brady,
New England Patriots quarterback.
Handsome fella.
Gorgeous.
Dapper.
Married to Giselle. Dresses well. Nice smile. Yes.
All right. So Tom Brady or David Beckham.
Very
heartthrob.
Handsome.
International heartthrob.
Looks like he's got that hard stomach you don't like, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right.
But he's married to that.
I think I like it on dude.
Skinny.
Do you, if you had to choose between those two, do you feel like either one?
My first instinct is right away Brady, but then I'm like, no. I like an English accent might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have around.
I think Beckham tries a little more. I think he's more of a pleaser.
That's interesting.
I think Brady sits back. I mean, listen, you fucking play quarterback in New England. You already have rings. He's married to Giselle. I think he's just like, seriously. And, like, you know, even if you're with him, he's like, fucking spit on it. Do a little work. Like, and you're like, hey, are you going to fill me up? And he's like, fill your fucking self up. That's what I feel like Brady is.
Also, if there's ever a possibility they bring whoever they're dating in to just watch, not even join in, but just to watch them filling you up.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Posh Spice looking at me than
Giselle.
Than Giselle, yeah.
I sat next to Giselle on a plane once.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Really?
No. Okay. What'd she do?
I feel like, by the way, Beckham as a soccer player, stamina for days.
Oh, yeah.
Really wear you out. You talk about getting sealed shut.
Yeah.
Beckham can do it.
Can I tell you my theory here?
Yeah.
I think that Posh Spice is not a good lay. She's real skinny. She's real self-involved. She's probably not putting it out a lot. She's got kids. I think David Beckham's just starving for some good fucking
holes.
Fun.
Holes to fill.
Yeah.
And who knows what kind of holes they are?
My holes.
All right.
You know?
Is that who you would choose? Beckham?
Yeah, I'm going to go with David Beckham.
You said you saw Brady, you're like, that guy's cute.
He's a very all-American stunner.
He is.
Yeah.
Looks like he could be on like the pamphlet for Yale or something, right?
That's like, why I don't like him.
Oh,
can I tell you?
But
that's
all American.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's too clean. It's too perfect.
Nobody wants to fuck Johnny B. Good.
Yeah, give me some trouble.
Yeah.
I need a little scumminess.
A
little scumbag.
David's got that.
Does he have tattoos? But he has tattoos.
All kinds of tattoos.
Okay, I like that.
Beckham's got like 15
Brady's
tats.
Got nothing.
Yeah. I don't like that.
He's got one swastika like right where it's beside it so no one can see it.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and then, of course, we didn't want you guys to be like, hey, there's a kind of a theme going on here.
Yeah.
A lot of white faces.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we decided to extend it and give you a little, spice in your sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here's a couple other athletes.
Here we go. I don't know who this is. This is Tommy's pick.
I put these together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who would you rather get filled up or sealed shut by?
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Okay.
Or Pac-Man Jones.
Okay.
Now, these are football players?
They are both football players.
Okay.
They're both African-American. They're both the kind of guys that, like, if you were laying around and they walked in on you, you would just be like,
Nigga nice.
See, that's how you would feel if you saw either one. And they both are definitely into filling it up and sealing it shut. I'm pretty 100% certain that they both already have kids, so they know how to fill it up and seal it shut, is what I'm saying.
Right.
They both are elite athletes.
Are they both still in the league?
They are both still in the league.
Is Pac-Man Jones still?
Pac-Man is with the Bengals.
Let me take a look at this Marshawn.
I don't know him by sight.
Let's look at him. I think I know Pac-Man.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is with the Seahawks. Yeah. Yeah. So, but they're both, yeah, they both definitely, it's a different style than a Brady or a Beckham. Okay.
Oh my.
Oh, that's black.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's that kind of black.
Okay. little John black.
But not everybody wants the same thing.
Google won't, their iPhone won't let you enlarge that picture because it's scary enough.
Well, let's see. I want to show our viewers at home. Can they see this?
This is
Marshawn Lynch here.
That's kind of hard to see. Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you see him.
So he's got beautiful...
And what's he doing there? Smiling?
Yeah, he's showing you his grill.
Okay.
But I'm actually trying to make a point here, which is that not everybody likes the same thing, right? So that might be the most desirable thing for one of our listeners.
Oh, right.
To get filled up and sealed shut
by Marshawn Lynch.
Look, he's going to talk shit to you.
Roughneck.
Yeah.
Who sang that song about roughnecks?
Oh, I forget who
that was. Girl rap group?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Salt and Pepper?
I need a roughneck or something. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. This guy, Pac-Man, is a little similar to Marshawn.
He is.
You got the dreads. I don't see any grills.
But yet, that's why you have to pick who you want to get filled up.
He's a solid prison record, Pac-Man Jones. I know that.
He does.
Yeah, what are they like as people? What do we know about these two?
Well, let's just go off of aesthetics.
Aesthetics. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Personally,
this is tough.
I have a bias in this one.
Man, I don't want to get
born in Cincinnati, and I really want the Bengals to have a good year. So I'm willing to get sealed shut by Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man is
for the good of the team.
Yoked.
Yeah,
this guy will break me in half.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Will you do it?
I would be so terrified to get. Wow, this guy would destroy my vagina.
Look, they both look like that. That whole thing is
the grill really throws me off. I think I'm going away from the grill. If I just want to never get fucked by anyone with a grill. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he's got a grill, and then it's like, no, it's like you guys chose amongst yourselves.
Who do you want, babe?
I'm afraid of the grill, too. I think that's going to be a massive deterrent for me.
There is a trio going for Pac-Man Jones.
Marshawn's terrifying. The grill makes him scary.
Well, you know what? You said moments ago that you needed the little edge.
That's too much edge. The full grill is too much for me.
Okay. All right.
Hey, call me up tight.
All right. You heard it there.
Wow.
You can go to, hopefully these will be, the polls will be up, facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast.
And if anyone knows Pac-Man Jones and Marshawn Lynch, please tell them to write in and explain why they are
if
more deserving
know them,
of being the filler.
Marshawn is more quads and ass. Like, he's lower level, his legs are much stronger.
Yeah.
So I think he would just absolutely
ram it hard, just torque
completely. I think he would shatter your pelvis.
Oh my god!
But maybe, you know what? If I'm going in for something like that, maybe that's what you want. That's what I'm saying. Pac-Man, I think he's definitely gonna sit on your face.
No.
Pac-Man is.
I think Marshawn's going to sit on your face and make you lick his butthole until he says you're done. Don't you see that? Yeah.
Yes.
That face, that makes you eat a butthole until he says you're ready.
What is your... Wow, that's really aggressive.
Wow, you look just
like
him.
What do you like? Do you like it or not? That's what we want to know. Who do you want to get filled up and sealed shut by? The three of us have chosen Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. I think if you were telling either of these guys what you might be into, Pac-Man Jones would at least wait till you finish talking. But Marshawn Lynch halfway through would be like, shut the fuck up!
I think he'd be it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think he would forcibly rape you.
That's fucking bullshit!
bullshit, man.
Like that?
Yeah. Damn. Fuck off me, LeBron, bitch. Miss back that motherfucker. God, get up, Brown, you black bitch. Fuck you. Throw that, bitch. Fuck. Fuck this shit.
Like that?
Who's that?
That's my dad. No, we had that. We played the last few weeks. People asked it, for the people that asked us to post it. I didn't even know it existed on YouTube. So I would look for it on YouTube and I couldn't find it. I had a different source, but somebody else found it. So we'll put it on the website. If I give it to you,
we'll
put it on the website.
Give it to me, I'll put it
and up. Then you can all see the link. It's just a dad playing video games with his son.
Oh.
And they had put a camera and recorded
just
him.
Just loving sort
really?
Of father yeah, yeah. son night.
It's really upset. It's really, 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 you know.
Fuck it! Suck this big ass motherfucker.
That's his dad?
Yeah. Black motherfucker.
Because his son took him to school?
Damn.
Huh?
Because his son beat him?
They're playing the game. As they're playing, the dad's fucking losing his mind.
Jesus Christ.
we play his drop all the time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, look, we gotta wrap this shit up, man.
All right, mommy. Right? Yeah.
Here's a really, really cool thing, real quick. The next episode after this one, which will debut in another week or so, we're going to have an update, one that you've been asking for. You've been asking for it for a while. You've been wanting to know it. You've said.
Where the dude's at?
You wanted to know.
Oh, yeah.
Where the dude's at?
To know where the dudes are at.
Okay.
And
where are the dudes at?
Where are the dudes at, Harvey?
Well, I mean, you know.
Where are the dudes at?
Yeah, everybody wants to know.
Where are the dudes at? Where are the dudes at?
I have an update. I'm not going to give it to you, but I reconnected with our good friend, Casey, who initially, you know, that's where it all started. And he was willing to come on and talk to us. Everybody knows if you don't know about the story, it's too much to get into. We could maybe post a link to a previous episode.
Yeah, we can
where
find
we get
out.
Into you know, here's a little of his when he called me initially, you know.
Let me just start by saying that you're probably the best friend I've ever had. Most reliable, most dependent, most caring, sensitive friend I've ever had. But, so I'll just start with that. But what I want from you is, yes, I want a link to the podcast where you told the story, because I went to your stupid podcast site and I listened to the one that I thought had the story in it. And did you realize your podcasts are 2 hours long? So I'm not going to listen to all 2 hours until I get to the part where you're telling us where the dude's at story. So
that, of course, is Casey from a long time ago, and he just wants
where
to know where the dudes are at. And so we reconnected. We talk all about it. And, yes, this is like a super tease for the next episode. But
breaking
news.
Where are the dudes at?
We'll get to find out.
A lot.
You know.
Where are the dudes at?
We'll find out where they are.
Why does he want to know where the dudes at so bad?
Everybody wants to know where the dudes are at. You know, where are the dudes? I don't know.
They could be anywhere.
They could be anywhere. Casey knows.
They're right where it's at.
Sometimes they're in Dallas.
To everybody
in San Francisco,
and I mean everybody. We didn't even mention this, that ordered the Top Dog shirt. We thank you very much, and they all ship out tomorrow. Well, actually, by the time this is posted, they will have already shipped out. If you want them, please get them. They're at your momshousepodcast.com. We're super excited about them. They look great.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
My favorite shirt. It's my favorite thing we've done
yes,
so far on this
it's
podcast
my favorite too.
Ever, ever.
It is the dopest shirt.
Yeah.
Let me see
and,
that one.
Yeah, I'll show it to
you're
you.
You're going
to
love
and,
it.
It's
so exciting.
Yeah, they're
I'll
there. It's the official. It's our. It's going to be our official podcast shirt. So if you want them, you know where to get them. And that is all. Is there anything else you want to throw out there?
I have an album coming out.
Wow.
Oh.
Tell us about it.
I think it's going to be August 7th.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I better
Ari.
Time mine for not the same week because I'm releasing mine in August.
Okay.
So I'll do it separate weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or do you buy
know
them
what,
all.
What's it called? Do you know? Have a name yet?
Revenge for the Holocaust.
All right.
Revenge for the Holocaust. Now, you, I thought, you were a pretty outspoken Holocaust denier, right?
I just see facts, man, and I'm just waiting to see full proof.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can make a video.
Anyone can mark, what is this, a field?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then you just have a bunch of people that are skinny.
My dad was a survivor. I got to stop this. He's going to hear this and be like, what are you doing, Ari?
They're so crazy.
What are you our family was wiped out. What are you doing?
Yeah, that should happen.
It's so crazy that Ari would be one. Like, Ari's like, not fucking happened.
I mean, a few people definitely died. I'll give you that. There was something.
You hear these numbers. I don't know. Maybe it was 100 people.
Tom Barris always says, he's like, I saw this documentary and it just seemed like the Nazis weren't even that put together. They were like bumbling. They couldn't really get anything done and it wasn't that bad at all. I was like, what documentary is that? He goes, I think it was called Hogan's Heroes. And it just seemed like they didn't have it that hard.
Oh, what was that? You just cut out.
I did. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, did you flip your switch, Jeans?
Your thing.
Did it out completely?
Yeah.
I still hear it.
You do?
Yeah. I still, yeah, it works for me too. Oh, did your earphones die?
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything?
Maybe you don't hear yourself?
No.
If I snap, if you don't have the earphones on?
Now I hear again.
Oh, holy you shit. Jiggle the cords.
That was really scary. I thought you weren't even alive for a second.
Okay.
Soul
went out.
Evaporated. Oh, yeah. I want to thank the Dallas Mommies that came out. I got to meet Reed and Christina. They're like the coolest people. And a lot of other mommies that came out. Thank you so much. It really makes my week a lot happier when I get to meet you guys.
I was in Dallas with Justin Martindale.
Yeah.
And he went on Grindr.
No.
Two random dudes at 1 p.m. to have a three-way with.
Are you serious?
That he'd never met.
That's really? Grindr. He did? Awesome. Yeah.
And he got one and then but he wouldn't get right back. So he was like, start with another one. He's like, all right, you're in. And the first guy's like, okay, I'll come in like 20 minutes. He goes, well, I already got somebody. You want
to? Man.
Wow. To be a gay man, what a great life.
What a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just fucking, all right, I had this app that finds dicks for me.
We're all just
going
to fuck three-way in the afternoon.
It's so bananas.
Unbelievable. See, and that's clearly why you want to know.
Where the dudes at? Where are the dudes at?
They should rename the Grindr app.
Yeah, where the dudes at.
Who are you releasing your album with? Did you figure it out?
Ari Shaffir Enterprises.
Yeah, buddy.
It'll be on iTunes.
High five me too. Awesome.
I'm self-releasing mine too.
Yeah.
Self-releasing.
Fuck it. It's different now.
It's different now. Yeah, son.
Do you know
what's Warner Brothers gonna do? Just say it's Warner Brothers.
Did you find out? Did you just decide on who you're actually like uploading it with? Did you pick that?
No, I didn't pick that.
Okay. I'll show you what I learned.
Yeah, it's like you got to go with some company that says we'll do it for you. Pay us like $50, then you're with us.
I'll show you the two things that I was thinking about.
Okay.
And then why I think one is better.
Oh, really? Okay.
But that is all for us.
That's really exciting, Ari.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Exciting.
Thanks. And Tommy.
You've done one, right?
My new one's coming out.
Is this your second or your third?
My second one, yeah.
Okay.
I shoot the cover tomorrow.
By the way, you guys, the cover for Tom's album is going to be retardedly funny.
What are you
going to
make?
Pretty awesome.
Just show it when you have it.
You got it's phenomenal.
The last one's pretty great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, this one I'm really excited about.
Yeah,
I had to put a lot of effort into making.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
I want to see it. What's it going to be called?
I can't tell you that either.
No, Secrets.
Yeah. But I will tell you this: there is a track on the album. Can I tell you which one it is? I don't remember what number. One of the tracks is called "Where the Dude's At."
Oh, nice!
So,
do you have? Is it straight comedy, or are you doing any sketches or anything?
It's just stand up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That'd be so hard to do some sketch like Adam Sandler. I'm like, you've never done this for
some
a crowd.
Chris Rock
did that too.
He had sketches in his. I think Larson has sketches in his album.
Does he really?
I think
tough.
So. Jay Larson has.
I'm
not
a sketch person.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, we got to get out of here.
Bye, mommy.
We love you guys.
Love you, mommies.
Thank you for listening and AriTheGreat.com.
Yes.
And right, that's where everybody goes.
Thanks for being here, Ari.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Nice to be here. We love you.
YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. We love you and we'll see you soon.
Meow. Where the dudes at? Where are the dudes at?
I have a song for you I'd like to do that I'd like to go to the bar.
Plug in my iPod and listen to him talk trash on that.
He's talking about your mom's house.
Podcast, stop that. Laughing ain't gonna happen. The fix for a piss poor day. This gay discourse of mixed sorts. Get the pitchforks and listen while you bell. Hey, you're in jail. Laying with your Puerto Rican cellmate. Or when you tailgate, listen before the game starts. Play cards, listen while you're shoplifting at Kmart. Honest, I mean it, it's not a big secret. I'm often seated in the kitchen listening to Tom and Christina at the end of a rough day. Get among the drugs.
drink, get my nut shaved. If I'm lucky, get a dental update.
Oh, yeah.
Just great, like the devil loves flames, like the devil loves heavy metal women who love snakes. This is just a thing to help your nerves and calm down.
How you liking now, bitch?
Welcome to your mom's house. Welcome to your mom's house. Your mom's house. Starring Christina Brzezinski and Tom Segura. Special appearance by Top Dog.
It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
And Joe Double.
Is there anything worse on the planet than an aspiring white rapper?
Yeah. Your mom's house. Your mom's house. Something for the fiends.